In Holyoke, Massachusetts, there's a space in a middle school that doubles as a rainforest, the kind that you would find in Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans have been coming to Holyoke for decades, but for the youngest Boricuas, this classroom is the closest they might get to their ancestral home. Karen Brown reports.
Outside the windows of Peck Middle School, you can still see a few muddy piles of snow left over from this year's endless New England winter. But inside one second-floor classroom, it's warm, moist, and green.
Okay, come on, kids. You can go inside.
Amid leafy green rows of tropical plants, you hear the sounds of falling water, the songs of wind chimes, and the chirping of a coqui, a tiny tree frog native to Puerto Rico. Okay, the coqui is on CD, but the plants are real, more than 300 of them, from avocado and cilantro to coffee and sweet potatoes to green bananas and a brilliant red flame tree.
This is the flamboyant, but most of the picture you see from Puerto Rico got the flamboyant on it. So this is the C, the little C is right here. This is the flamboyant.
School outreach worker Gerardo Munoz, a Puerto Rican transplant himself, created this mini rainforest from seeds he'd been cultivating at home for years.
Some people bring me to me, the secretary bring me some different seeds. You got a lot of family, they send me.
Last fall, Munoz began to bring his plants into the classroom. He added a heater and a couple fountains. He calls the space El Yunque, after Puerto Rico's national rainforest.
This is the pineapple here. And then a mango, lemon here. This is que son lo que es mapen.
Holyoke's roots are Irish, and to pay respect, Munoz tucked a few leprechauns among the guava. But today, Puerto Ricans make up half the population. Munoz says he wanted to give new arrivals a way to hold on to their culture and climate. And he wanted those with more distant connections to learn about their origins. And there's one more thing. Munoz, who's 48, is struggling with serious health issues. He hopes to leave a legacy to the kids, including his own teenage son, who came to the mainland at age 4.
He never go back to Puerto Rico. So I have to teach him this is the orange, this is that. And the same thing I do with my kid, I want to do with the other student.
But there's more to El Yunque than an enhanced botany lesson.
This is a school that has too many kids with behavior problems. They come into here, you know, to calm down, to de-escalate the kid.
It's beautiful here.
Bralian is a 13-year-old who recently arrived from Puerto Rico. Sometimes she gets into fights with other girls in her class. When that happens, she's sent to El Yunque, and she says it settles her. Her teacher, Digna Hernandez, helps translate.
Because he looks like Puerto Rico, and also, you know, she can think about that, you know, when she was there, and also it's peaceful and calm.
Some kids end up here on their own. School counselor Ida Ortiz says it's not uncommon for students to get agitated and disappear from their regular classroom, only to be found in the rainforest.
And they said, when I go there, when I have a problem with the teacher, I escape to that room, and it makes me feel better. But, you know, even adults here, they come and breathe, counting me.
Including you?
Including me.
Counselors use the classroom for therapy, and even Massachusetts Social Service Agency has gotten wind of its soothing properties. Social workers who come to investigate potential child abuse interview kids in El Yunque. Munoz says that's because the kids often feel too scared to talk in a regular office.
When they come into here, they start looking all everything, you know, everything around, look at the electric butterfly over there, and then this, you know, the social worker got more opportunity to ask him something because they don't feel afraid of anything.
Some social workers have even given Munoz personal donations for the garden. With that money, he bought a statue of an angel.
This is an angel for the kid.
In his own way, Munoz is another angel for the kids. He buys most of the gardening supplies himself and tends to the plants on his own time. That's not just for the students' sake, but for his own. He tells me why as I'm leaving.
I got a terminal problem. I will be maybe there in 2 years or 3 years. Who knows? I got cancer. But he said, okay.
Wait, you have cancer?
Yeah, I got cancer.
There are times, Munoz says, when he starts the day in chemotherapy and ends it under the lush green canopy of El Yunque. If one day he's no longer around to teach the kids about their native island, he's hoping the living, growing plants will do it for him. For Latino USA, I'm Karen Brown in Holyoke, Massachusetts.